Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Social Joey and Deb Evans Consulting. Here is your host, Jack Munson.
As the great Ronnie Van Zant once said, play it pretty for Atlanta. Welcome back to Social Geek Radio, geeks. We are talking a lot about Atlanta today, and specifically a great event coming up in Atlanta. And here to join us today is the chairwoman of that event. It's Terry Snyder, EVP and Chief Marketing Officer of Checkers and Rallies. Terry, welcome to Social Geek Radio.
Great.
Before we get into this great event, which is called the Franchise Consumer Marketing Conference, first I want to get a little backstory about you and your brands.
Sure. I've been in restaurant marketing for over 30 years. Very fortunate to work for some really great brands, Pizza Hut, Domino's, TGI Fridays, and now Checkers and Rallies.
I think I've heard of a few of those, yes.
Yeah, some great restaurant brands. Checkers and Rallies is actually much bigger than folks think. We have almost 900 restaurants across the country. We'll pass $1 billion in sales this year.
Wow.
And we've been really successful. 7 years of positive sales growth on top of, growth, which has been really fun. This year we'll open over 60 restaurants. Last year we opened 50 new restaurants. So a brand that's hot and really kind of on the grow.
And what do you attribute that growth to, and who are you really trying to get consumer-wise to come in?
What we've done is target the heavy category user. They make up more than two-thirds of all the sales in our category, and they use fast food more than 10 times a month. Mm. So almost every day or every other day, they're eating fast food. It's a central part of about how they live their lives. They're unapologetic about it. We call them fast foodies because they really are the foodies of fast food.
Yeah.
And so what we've done is just try to be relevant for everything they do. Premium products, really indulgent, great tasting. When you eat out that often and you're middle income or, you need value, you like sweets and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You snack a lot and you're out late night. And so we've grown all of those businesses.
And that, I'm sure, brings a really loyal following, right?
Yeah, what's interesting is how people use fast food is they don't tend to have one. Think about your own behavior. You have four or five restaurants that you use interchangeably.
Yeah.
So our strategy is to get in people's, I call it their repertoire, to get in the set of restaurants they use, and then to sort of move up in how often they come.
I love that. That's so cool. Yeah, get in the small group of your go-to places, right?
Exactly.
So tell us about some of the bigger challenges you see facing marketers, not just with your brand, but with all brands in the franchise space these days.
I think the biggest change, and actually the funnest, most interesting change, is what's happening with technology and social media. Mm-hmm. I think it's, had we all been alive and working in marketing in the 60s, it would have been like when television first started and sort of interrupted radio and print.
Yeah.
And this is incredibly disruptive, and it's happening at warp speed. And it's really amazing. And there's no wrong or right way. We're all learning, and we're all learning at kind of the same time frame, and it changes dramatically day to day and month to month. So it's really fascinating. I think, we're spending more and more money on non-traditional media, learning our way there and trying to really understand what's going on. Our strategy is we're going to spend about 70% of our marketing dollars against things that are known. We're going to spend about 25% of our money on things that are emerging and that we have some confidence in from a year ago or a test. And then we're constantly testing and learning. We spend about 5% of our money on just learning, going to the edge and understanding kind of what that edge looks like, because that edge is going to be, next year's reality.
Yeah, that 5% is what could really pay off. Maybe not this year, maybe next year, maybe in, maybe 2020, who knows?
Yep. I don't want to be on the bleeding edge, but I want to be able to be relevant for how millennials and Gen Zs are living their lives, because they make up a huge part of this fast foodie target.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So outside of the social media spend that you're doing now and the engagement you're doing there, anything else that you see on the horizon that could be big opportunities for these brands in the near future?
Yeah, I think the other thing is convenience is being redefined in every single category. Mm. In grocery, you know, people are delivering groceries, and in every category, convenience is just playing a really big role. In restaurant, by probably 2025, 30% of restaurant sales are expected to be through delivery.
Wow.
And so that's going to be, you know, not just pizza and Chinese, but literally, you know, all just, and I think that's what this Gen Z generation and that's how they live their lives. It's all about convenience.
Yeah. That's amazing that, just to think it'll be that large of a percentage by that year, that's not too far in the
not too far off.
Well, we'll be talking about a lot of these same trends, especially my favorite subject on earth, social media marketing for restaurants, as well as other franchise systems at the upcoming 8th annual Franchise Consumer Marketing Conference. It's happening June 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Intercontinental Hotel in Buckhead. And for those of you outside of the Southeast, that's Atlanta. Registration is now open, and I wanted to ask you, as the chair of this year's conference, tell me about the number one thing you're looking forward to this year.
I tell you what, every year I've been to the conference probably four times. This year they asked me to chair, which is really a neat opportunity.
Yeah.
What's the neatest thing about this conference is the agenda, the topics, the content is really formed from a bunch of CMOs that are part of the board. And so what we do every year right after the previous conference is we all sit down together and say, what keeps us up nights? What are the key things that we want to know more about? What are the key issues that we're facing? And these are CMOs and, you know, in franchise brands across a number of segments. And that's where the content comes from. So it's always really relevant because it's what we're all worrying about right now. And so the content in general, I think this year is just really, really strong. It's about building brands in today's environment, in a franchise community. And the other key thing I love about this conference is that it's small enough. It's actually interesting. It's large enough to have great content, but it's small enough to really bring networking in a real way. So I learn tons about, you know, how are you addressing this issue that I'm having? How are you addressing this issue I'm having? Mm-hmm. And by the time I come back, I've probably every year I've solved three or four of the kind of key conundrums or, you know, kind of things I'm struggling with or thinking about or trying to do. I always get some great ideas, but, I come back sort of leading in a different way because of the learnings that I have.
Yeah, I agree with the networking and the content at this conference is probably, no, I won't say probably, it is better than any other conference I attend throughout the year. And I go to probably between the marketing conferences I go to and the franchising conferences, I'll say 15, maybe more conferences per year. And every year, these guys just hit it out of the park when it comes to the content and the networking opportunities. Gary and Therese and Diane and their entire team, they just know how to put on a show. And they think there's a culture there, like you said, where everyone's just sharing. And it feels like a lot of people sort of leave everything else at the door and you know, everybody's there to help out. So it's, like I said, one of the best conferences anyone will ever go to. Tell us about the keynote speakers. Who do we have this year?
This year, two folks that the group found really trying to address kind of two central issues. One about how do you build a brand and how do you bring that to life, you know, at the customer touch points. And there's a guy named Scott McCain who is a best-selling author around customer service. And so he'll really talk about how to bring a brand to life at that, you know, that we talk about, you know, a mile and you know, the last 3 yards kind of thing, and he'll bring that to life there. Cool. And then Anders Sorman, I'm really excited about, and what he does. He's an Austrian Swedish innovation strategist and futurist. He's going to talk about how to win minds and analog hearts of tomorrow's consumers. And I think I love the idea of a digital mind and an analog heart.
Yes.
Because I think there's a really interesting insight there. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing what he challenges us and how to think maybe a little bit differently. Because I think that's what we're all struggling with is sort of, you know, how do we make those analog and digital transitions you know, across how we market and what our customer journey looks like.
Yes, I've heard Anders speak before at some other events. Yeah, he is fantastic, and he's just got a great story to tell, and he's a good storyteller. So to me, that's what it's all about. But yeah, he'll definitely expand your thinking on some of these topics. Terry, tell us about. Tell us about the show in general. How would you describe this for someone who's never been to the Franchise Consumer Marketing Show before? What would you tell them that they could expect?
I think there are four things. There, from the main stage, there's some great keynote speakers that'll challenge and stretch your mind and provide new ideas. There's a series of panels of industry experts, CMOs, folks who are kind of on the front line, you know, dealing with whatever, you know, the panel is about, building sales, how to build a brand across employee franchise stakeholders, those kinds of issues. Mm-hmm. And then there are a series of workshops that are, again, being driven by folks who are on the front line, telling, you know, not theoretically, but really, what happens, what's working, what's not working, how they're thinking about it, how they're leading, what's easy, what's hard, and how they're working through it. And then the fourth thing is there's lots of opportunity to network and meet folks and talk to folks on a one-to-one basis. So it's kind of nice rhythm.
Yeah.
to sort of, you know, how you can learn and how you can think and how you can be challenged.
Yeah, I would also add, it's a very inclusive group. You know, there are so many other conferences where if someone is attending by themselves, they don't have a colleague, they don't maybe know anybody else yet, you will spend about 2 minutes by yourself before you're talking.
Exactly.
You know, it's
exactly.
It's, I always like to say this conference is where I go to see my old friends and make new ones, because it's just a very inclusive group. You're never going to eat by yourself. You're never going to, you know, be standing or, you know, sitting by yourself for very long. It's definitely a very welcoming group. So if anyone wants to register or learn more, or find out anything else happening in the conference. Terry, where should we be sending these folks at this point?
We should be sending them to franchiseconsumermarketingconference.com.
Excellent.
So if you just do a Google search on the 2018 conference, everything's there. If you register before the end of May, there's a really nice discount as well.
Oh, good.
So it's a good time to push right now.
Yeah, I just pulled that up, and it looks like before May 30th, there's a $200 off discount for registration. So very
yes.
Cool. And yes, that's at franchiseconsumermarketing.com. Once again, it is the Franchise Consumer Marketing Conference in Atlanta at the Intercontinental Buckhead. The dates again, June 19th, 20th, and 21st. Your chair is Terry Snyder. Terry, thanks so much for joining us on Social Geek Radio today, and we look forward to seeing you at the conference.
Great. We'll see you in a month or so.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much, and good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. Copyright 2018 Social Geek Radio.